We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, continuing Pshat in our Mishnah, the Machloikis in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Elazar, Machloikis, the Machloikis in our Mishnah, if you return the shtar is b'she'ein chayiv moida. This is like we just learned from Shmuel, that the case of Machloikis is ein chayiv moida. The Loi is saying the thing never happened, that shtar has never happened. The Rameyah saw a star she'en by Yechayas Techosim, a star that has no Shibin in it. Ain't a guy v'loib m'shab, b'loib m'chayri. You don't collect m'shabadim or from m'chayri. They ever give it back. Who cares? Rabban and Savri, m'shab do the l'gavi. Rabban and Chayri make the l'gavi. And therefore, you don't give it back because they're going to collect with it. Therefore, don't give it back. Aval, b'shechayiv moida, but by chayiv moida. If the Loi says it's true, that star, divrei akol yachzir. You give it back. You're not choishes for parayin and kenunya. This is like Shmuel Shita. They're not choishes for parayin and kenunya. And therefore, if it's chayiv moida, you give it back. You give it back. We're not choishes for parayin and kenunya. There's no issue. And you even collect from Shabbat and then you give it back. That's Rabbi Lazar's pshat. Rabbi Yechon Amar, machloikis kishachayiv moida. The machloikis is when the chayiv is moida. And the Ramei is sov ashtar she'im by Christ the chosim. So you can return it. If it has, you don't return it, why not? Because you're chayish for kenunya. If it has no chayish nechasim, so then you could return it. Because even though you collect from b'nei chayir, it's not a problem. It's chayiv moida. Rabban and Savri, meshabdi na migavi. Even without a chayish nechasim, you also collect from mishabadim. Therefore, you can never return the shtar because you're always going to collect from mishabadim and we're chayish for parayim and kenonya. Avak she'en chayiv moida, both loy is screaming. That it's not true. Divrei akol lo yachzer. Everyone agrees you don't give it back. The chashin le parayim. You're chayish le parayim. You're chayish that not true. Whatever it is, you're chayish that it's not true. And therefore, if it's not moida, you don't give it back. L'kuliyam, you don't give it back at all. That's what comes out. And ein chayiv moida means that even if it's moida, it was written. But he says parati, also you don't give it back because you're chayish l'parayim. So ein chayiv moida, you never give it back. So these are two ways to learn the Mishnah, which is really what we have before between Rav Asi, Abaya, and Shmuel. It's really what's going on over here. Rabbi Lazar is like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechonon is in the mahalach of Rav Asi and Abaya. It's in that mahalach that the machloikis is k'shechayiv moida. That's the machloikis. And what's the machloikis? The kudus of machloikis by chayiv moida is, do you say a chayiv toyosef or not? That's machloikis for Meir and Nechamim. If you the first pshat, the kudus of machloikis is, do you collect with a shtar that doesn't have chayiv nechasim? Do you collect from bnei chayiv or not? That's the kudus of machloikis. That's the two kudus of machloikis between the two things. So tomorrow now is going to have a braisa. It's a riot to Rabbi Yechonon and a kashon Rabbi Elazar. Now if it's a kashon Rabbi Elazar, naturally it's a kashon Shmuel also. Because we said Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel are the same sheet. Remember, the two nekudas of Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel are, we'll see, we must say it's a kasha on one and two, but the two nekudas that come out from Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel are, first of all, is a shtar without shibud. Is that a good shtar to collect bnei chayir at least? That's question number one. That's chiddush number one of Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. Chiddush number two is, are you choishes for parayin and kenunya? That's chiddush number two. He holds in not choishes for parayin and kenunya. So let's see. Tanya kama said Rabbi Yechonon, v'tiyufta de Rabbi Elazar b'chodo, v'tiyufta de Shmuel b'tarati. We have a bris like Rabbi Yechonon, and it's come out to be a kasha on Rabbi Elazar in one thing, and two things on Shmuel. What does the bris say? Motzo shtar yechoyv, v'yesh v'machayis nechosim. You find shtar yechoyv, and has in it, shibu nechosim, af b'pish shnei and moidim, even though they're both moida, lo yachzer, lo lezeh, v'lo lezeh. Even though they're both moida, we're not machzer, not to this person, and not to that person. You don't turn it. So what does Ramey say over here? That if it has a shibud, you can't give it back. Even chayim moed, you can't collect from a shibud. Chayshus sounds like for praying and kenunya. But if the not, but a case where that's a case of chayis tochasim. If it's ain by chayis tochasim, so then it depends. If a loiv is moed, you give it back because he's moed. Ain loiv moed liyachs or is that the Rameyer? So what you see from this Rameyer is, first of all, you see that you are choishes for parayin and kenunya, because it says even by moida you don't give it back. Even by moida you don't give it back. That's what you see. And by ein be'machayis nechasim, b'zman shaloi v'moida, you say yachzer lemalva, ain't a leiva moida, lo yachzer lezev lezev. So you see, when the leiva is not moida, you don't give it back. Why not? Because you might go collect from it. So you see, you collect with a star that has no achrayas lechosim. Those would be the two questions here. The Rebbe. So Rebbe Omer, star shesh bar achrayas lechosim, go b'mishot b'chashvodim. V'shein bar achrayas lechosim, go b'mishot b'chashvodim. You all do collect b'chashvodim. Mefurish. The Shoyer Rebbe Omer is mefurish like not like Rav Elazar and Shmuel. The Chomayim, echazeh, goyim nuchasim shvadim. Why? Because the chray is tayy cipher, and therefore you never give it back. Never, even if it's moida and if it has no chray to chasim, you never give it back. Why? Because it's automatically a chray is tayy cipher, so therefore you never give it back. So it's shufta the Rav Elazar b'chado. It's the kasha of Rav Elazar b'chado. The Amar l'Rameya shtar shem chray is to chasim. Rav Elazar says the fear of Rameya that shtar is no chray is. Ain goyim nuchasim shvadim l'nuchasim nechayrim v'kamar. And he also says bein l'Rameya. That by chayiv moide not chayishav kenunya ubraisik tani star shein by chayis nechosim and says first the brayis star shein by chayis nechosim shavu legavi am nechayir gavi you don't collect from mishvadim mishvadim but nechayir you do collect from viktani and also says beiler may beiler abadon chashin lekenunya the viktani could says apish tayim moidim lo yachz leozev leozev am chashin lekenunya so. By now, the Elam should have this question. So, it's two things, two questions of Rav Elazar. Mara said, "Shuf to Rav Elazar b'chado." Isn't it two questions of Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar said two things. First of all, he said, "Shtar she'ein bayuch rayis nechasim." It's nothing. Here it says no. Here it says, "Collect from nechayim." But first, it says, "Klar." Collect from nechayim. Number two, he said that by chayiv moida, you give it back, and no shash knunya. And here it says, "Isn't shash prayin knunya?" So it's two questions of Rav Elazar. Just like it's two questions on Shmuel, it's two questions of Rav Elazar. For the Gemara, there's two questions. And for the Gemara, on top of Yadalid, Chodohum, the Chatamu. The reason Rav Elazar is one reason. The Mishum de Ka'ama Rav Elazar, Machloikis v'she'en chayim moida, hum etaratachi. So he's saying, Rav Elazar's shita just was that the Machloikis is v'en chayim moida. He held, we have to limit the Machloikis to one case. Machloikis is v'en chayim moida. So v'en chayim moida, so therefore, what's the if you're not Moida was saying, you're allowed to give it back, according to our mayor, it must be they're not collecting with it. Now, that's where you'll have a kasha on Rav Elazar. That's what he held. That he holds lechayis ha'kanunya is not really dafke shita. That's just the a process of elimination. Because if we're saying lechayis is v'enchayiv Moida, it must be b'chayiv Moida. There's no lechayis in their bottom. So it must be they're not choishes for kenunya, but that's not really his trademark shita, Rav Elazar. His shita just is that the machlekes is be'ein chayiv moida, and therefore he holds akarcha. That a mayor holds a star without shibud, you don't collect with it. Therefore, ein chayiv moida, let him give it back. So that was his shita, and that was slugging up that part of the shita. The part of a shita that holds ein chayish, they not choishes for kenunya, is not really part of a shita. It's just because. If he bechagis ve'en chayim moida, there must be bechayim moida. Everyone's moida, and that's just what the mishnah comes out in the mishnah. But it's not be'etzem the shita of Rav Elazar. Tosis on the bottom of Amar Beis asks, why couldn't Rav Elazar that sign bechagis say both cases chayim moida and chayim moida? And since he didn't say that, maybe it's a riot to that. So that really shita begets the answer. You want to limit the bechagis to one case. Of a tiyuf to shmul v'tarati chadak Rav Elazar the muki v'zis mishchei chayim moida. The one kash is. That he's muki v'ziz v'en chayim moida, which means when a mayor says that you don't collect with a shtar, there's no chayim, you don't collect with a mechari. V'chada, the other kashas are Shmuel, it's not geboit from the Mishnah. That you have Rebbe Elazar also. Shmuel separately says, v'chada, Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, motza shtar hakna v'shuk, yachzeh l'baylam. Someone finds a shtar hakna v'shuk, he gives it back to the baylam, but lo yichashin l'parayin, yinach chayis l'parayin, tiyufta. The Ketani Haku, it says over here, af apish yishneyem moidim, lo yachzer, lo yelazel lezel. You don't give it back. Why not? Ama chashin leparoyin. V'cholshkein hocha de loy moida loyva de chashin leparoyin. And cholshkein where he's not moida, for sure, you chayshes leparoyin. That's for sure. That by echay moida you don't give it back. But that would be chayshes leparoyin. But upon him, in any case, we're saying there's a kasha. There's two, the Shmuel is two kashas. First of all, Shmuel that says that fear a mayor. You don't collect from the Echairi, it's a star she'en b'chayi z'chosim, you don't collect from the Echairi, it's the first of Bryce, not like that. And number two, that he says, by star akno, yachzi, not chayi z'proyin, it's also a first in his Bryce, not like him. But Mashiach and Rav Elazar, it's one kasha. It's one kasha in Rav Elazar also. So, I guess we'll stop over here, and we'll start continuing from here tomorrow, a little bit of a new Indian tomorrow.